This is Maggie's story. Hello and welcome. Welcome to Input English. Today I'd like to tell you a story about Maggie. In order to begin, let's start with her friend. We'll call Linda today. Linda is a retired lady of a certain age, and I encountered Linda and Maggie while walking in the neighborhood during the pandemic. They took long walks together, and I would see them from time to time. Linda is very charming, outgoing, easy to talk to. By now, you might have guessed that Maggie is a dog. Maggie is an older dog with gray whiskers on her muzzle, very trim, and very calm. Now, Maggie is not Linda's dog. No. Maggie belongs to Linda's neighbor and has lived there for quite some time. Maggie is a bit of an escape artist, so she is not contained by any fences or barriers. She ranges around the neighborhood. Now, in the United States, many locales will have leash laws requiring that any dog that is out of its yard would be on a leash. But out here in this rural setting where we live, if there are leash laws in existence, they are certainly not being enforced. Occasionally, you will see a dog ranging in the neighborhood, and it usually causes no problem. As Maggie would range around the neighborhood, she discovered Linda and Linda's house, and she started spending time there. So Linda inquired with the neighbor, and the neighbor said, "It doesn't matter. We don't try to contain that dog. As long as she's not bothering you, it's fine with us. Can I take her on a walk?" "Sure, no problem." So at one point, Linda pulled out an old leash from a previous dog long past and applied it to Maggie's collar. The two of them took a walk together. For the most part, these walks were uneventful, but occasionally Maggie would discover something and would try to chase after it. And that caused some big concerns because this is a relatively large, strong dog. And of course, if she pulls rapidly enough and hard enough, she could pull Linda off her feet. And Linda could be in the unenviable position of having fallen, having broken her hip, and now the dog is licking her face as she lays on the ground. Linda was clever enough to sort through that in her head before anything like that happened. She realized that keeping Maggie on a leash for these walks might be dangerous to her. So the leash had to go. On future walks, the two of them would walk and Maggie would mostly stay close by, but occasionally would take off to investigate something. She would typically come back, fall into formation, and continue the walk. Now, I never took a walk with the two of them. No. I would walk in the neighborhood and then occasionally would run into Maggie on the street. She was patrolling and investigating things, and she would fall into formation with me and take me for a walk. Typically, walking with Maggie, she would walk on my quarter. That is, she would be slightly ahead and slightly to one side, and she would walk at a pace that matched my pace and stay in that same position as we walked. Sometimes she would range further ahead, investigating things, and then would resume her position on my quarter. One time, she discovered a squirrel, and she locked up. That is, she came to a point, her nose was aimed directly at the squirrel, and she became a statue of a dog. She didn't move a muscle. As I approached, I said, "It's okay, Maggie." At that point, she moved quickly toward the squirrel, flushing it up into the treetops. Now, I had seen that behavior before. We don't really know anything about Maggie's pedigree. We have no papers about her, but her physical characteristics suggest that she may be purebred or mostly German Shorthair, that is, a pointer, a hunting dog. Now, in years past, I have been pheasant hunting with friends many times. And when we hunted pheasants, it was typically over dogs. The dogs would be on our quarter and would range ahead to find the game. The dogs required no instructions, and when they found a pheasant, they would lock up, becoming a dog statue, and they would not flush the game. I particularly enjoyed hunting with one German Shorthair who was amazingly talented, finding birds and behaving in a very adaptive way. When I would shoot and kill the bird, I could see a glance from the dog that appeared to represent approval. Then the dog would go retrieve the bird and present it to me as a gift. If, on the other hand, the dog perceived that I had missed an easy shot, the glance I would get from this dog appeared to represent disdain and disgust. Now, maybe I am projecting, but that's the impression I got from that German Shorthaired hunting dog who I hunted pheasants with. As I walked with Maggie, her behavior seemed very similar to the hunting dogs I had worked with. She would walk calmly. She would range ahead. And when she saw game, she would turn into a statue. Now, I have no evidence that Maggie was ever trained as a hunting dog. I suspect that this is all baked into her DNA. I think this is the breed, not training. We'll never know. Maggie is not saying. Now, Maggie is a trim, slender dog. So one day, a lump was noticed. On closer inspection, it wasn't one lump, it was many under the skin. She was taken to the veterinarian. The lumps were investigated, and it was determined that she had a slow-growing cancer. There were too many tumors to remove. There was no possibility of curing her of this disease, so surgery was not recommended. The prognosis was that this would be a slow process, and that the cancer would eventually take her life. The last time I saw Maggie was more than a year ago. As the pandemic evolved and our behaviors evolved, I took fewer and fewer walks in the area where I would encounter her. I've not seen her and Linda walking along the road in quite some time. Since it's been so long since she had a known cancer and she was already an old dog, I suspect that she is no more. I'll always think fondly of Maggie. She was a very calm dog. She appeared to be all business. She took her job seriously. She took people on walks, and she found game and celebrated her heritage by demonstrating excellent technique for pointing at game. Maggie was a dog who took her job seriously. So that's the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I invite comments below, and I hope you join us in future videos. See you soon.